New Orleans, like, you know, being a New Orleanian, I mean, I moved away, you know, we met, I mean, I think we met once I was, I don't think we met before I moved to San Diego. I mean, might have, but I don't remember.
I don't know. That's what I think, you know? Did we?
I don't think so. I think we met when I was in the house, you know, the workshop house or whatever it was called.
You know something that's fucking crazy is when I was at the house staying with you guys, that's when I got a 101, dude.
Was it? My memory is fuzzy about a lot of that stuff. Who were you riding for before that?
No one for like almost like 2 years. Like I was just, you know, Kareem and fucking Dierdick were just shuffling back and forth. And I wasn't riding for anyone. I turned pro for Acme and did it for like, I don't know, a couple months. And Rodney asked me to ride for World or some shit. So I flew out and I was just kind of in limbo for almost, you know, almost 2 years. And then he called me. Nottis called me one night at you guys' house when you would fucking do it twice.
No shit. I went out and stayed with Nottis and me and Markovich. That's funny too, with the 101. So I wonder when that was in relation to then. I think I lived in New Orleans still.
Did you ride for 101?
No. The closest anything like that, I rode to A Street for a hot minute because of Sal.
Really?
Yeah, Sal picked me from GNS. So it went like this. I was riding for GNS, and then Chris Carter, Sarge, right, who would go on to be, you know, half the workshop essentially. He was in Europe with some vert skaters. There's a Claire, and then who's a Tom? Blanking. He's in the GNS video and footage. They were out for some vert contests in Europe. And I remember I called to get a package. And my memory's blanking. I should have done my homework before all this. But my memory's blanking on Henry Hester. Remember him?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to talk to Henry Hester because Sarge was gone. He was a team manager. And I remember asking Henry, like, with the patch, like, can I get a T-shirt with that? He's like, I'll see what I can do. And I was like, you know, I was a modest kid. I mean, I wasn't like, you know, especially at that point in time, like, I didn't have any attitude or anything like that. Like, I was like, okay, but I thought it was kind of weird because, you know, Sarge and them are not like that. You know, they give you product. You know, I'm trying to wear a T-shirt. I'm trying to advertise for you.
Yeah.
And so I remember that, but it did tick me off. And I remember talking to Sal. I don't know if that just lined up coincidentally, but Sal wanted me and Charlie Thomas on H Street, Louisiana crew. You know what I mean? That's like Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, covered. You know what I mean?
What?
Blanketed. Just blanket, H Street blanket over Southern Louisiana, Southern Louisiana, right? Just like that's it. That's it. There it is. And I mean, you know, H Street was hot, and you know those videos were like that. You know, up until then were like, you know, crazy inspiration. Who was not? Which street skater wasn't inspired by those videos, right?
It's WCRP.
So Sal's, my first package is like four decks, which at the time, you know, you'd get one or two or whatever from GNS or whatever. You know, four decks, four sets of wheels, packed with shirts and everything you imagine. I was just like, what? Then Carter came back from Europe and he heard what happened. It happened all really quick because, you know, when we were young, like sense of time is like really like everything would happen like a week, which now we think that must have been like a 2 month period. Nope. Shit was like 6 days. You know what I mean? Like, in 6 days, I went from riding GNS to all of a sudden I had a package at my, like, H8 pack. You know what I mean? I'm not even, like, no sense of time. They came back and they were like, they're like, "Whoa, what happened?" And I told them, like, I was like, I was just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like I was just like not taken care of. And then like, and little did I know it, they already had the seeds for the workshop that were growing that no one knew about. And so they were like, "Holy shit, you know, this is part of our plan." So they're like, Mike's already editing the footage video. Let us send you the video. We have a rough cut. So see if this changes your mind." And it was the part that you posted the other day.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. And I wasn't even weaving it to lead to the thing that you posted, the video, just coincidence. But that was it. They sent me that. I had the first part in the video, and it was a Dinosaur Jr. song, which I'm, you know, obsessed with, that was not released yet. And I was like, "All right, I'll go back to GNS."
Yeah, in a minute. But GNS was dope back then, you know.
It was. No, yeah, it
was. That was like, you know, I feel like that's what the people were really into. It was more relatable, you know, than, you know, there was really, everything was freaking awesome back then. But, you know, GNS just felt a little more relatable for the average skater, you know.
Yeah.
Like, guys like yourself and, like, they had, like, people from all over. So it wasn't just something like, you know, if you didn't feel like if you didn't see these guys in California, they're not, you know what I mean? They're not like,
right.
"Oh, man, sick pros." Man. Like, man,
right. It was more approachable, too. It was, and I mean, look, my board was a GNS foil tail, my first proper, you know what I mean? I got a, you know, Volterra from the toy store or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, well, the first proper was a foil tail with Gull Wings and City Street wheels. So, like, that was part of me.
I feel like back then, for some reason, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like back then you could buy like four different color wheels. Am I crazy?
Like four different, like the wheels themselves are four different colors?
You could go into a shop, like, I'm almost positive, at least Kona, in like the shop at the mall, they have, you could go in and buy like a wheel of different, like, you could buy a set of wheels, but you could get one of each color.
Oh, right. Which is something that I saw come back like, what, a few years ago or something like that. You know, I wonder, now the City Streets I had red Gull Wings, and then the City Streets were two-tone. They were red and yellow.
Oh, man, I love two-tone wheels, dude.
When you're rolling down the street and some, like, you know, when you're, like, 11 years old and, like, you know, your friend sees you, you're like, "Check these fucking wheels out." You know what I mean? Like, are you tripping out right now? You see that? You know what I'm saying?
Right. You got like bolts and shit hanging all out of your board. Like, you see the man, your sticker job was like your shield. You know, like your sticker job was tight. Like, you could be the worst skater, the best sticker job, and people were like, "Man, that dude's so sick."
Fuck yeah, absolutely, 100%, 100%, no doubt about it. Like, your sticker job was like.
Was GNS your first sponsor, man? Like, your first, like, sponsor?
It was first full sponsor. So, you say Vision, which is also funny because it ties in. I went to, it was the NSA. I actually pulled out my trophies and showed my son not too long ago. It's the districts, the regionals, right? And so you had the six districts. Was in the South Central. Then there was the Central Regional, right? And then after that was the finals.
Yeah.
And so the first year I entered, I think I got, did I get third or fifth? I can't remember. Third or fifth in the district in Houston. And then I went to the regionals in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I went with Charlie Thomas. Charlie, there's a skate shop in Lafayette called Surf and Skate, and there was a lady called Miss Donna. Her son skated, and she opened up a skate shop. Like, just that's how it was back in the day, right? Like, that GNS board I got was from a lady who sold out of her house because her son skated, out of, like, a armoire. She'd open it up.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like a dealer, you know what I mean? Like, you open it up, like, I got sunglasses, you know what I mean? Like it's like a Ray-Ban stand, like, at the corner, like, boom, this is what I got. Like, nope, it was skateboards. And she was, like, it was amazing back then. Like, there was these moms that would, like, rock this.
That's crazy. Like, sell it like Avon.
Yes. Yes, you know what? It's like, it's probably tied into that same sort of like thing, or maybe, I don't know.
It's WCRP.
Being a pro skater is almost like being like a used car salesman.
Elaborate on that.
Like you get on the lot, right? Then you become the top salesman, right? Then you become pro. You become the top salesman dude. Yeah. Then like one day you get your own lot. It's like get your own board.
That's right.
You never really owned the cars.
That's right. I got where you're going now.
You're constantly selling shit for somebody else. No matter
that's
what.
Right.
But you were the best fucking car salesman ever.
That's right. That's right. It would be years later when till those people own the actual cars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you know what I'm saying?
They keep selling them cars with or without you.
That's right.
Did you grow up with Sal and Charlie?
So how it worked back then is like, you know, you had, I mean, and you know, where in North, I don't remember, where in North Carolina did you grow up?
I didn't grow up in North Carolina. I actually grew up in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah. I thought earlier you were saying North Carolina. Yeah, I didn't remember North Carolina either. Okay, Jacksonville.
I moved there for like almost 10 years.
Okay. So we're looking at the ads in magazines, and, you know, I don't know how that worked, and, you know, there wasn't that many mail order places back then. You know, California, Florida.
Yeah, you know. There was what? Eastern, there was a CCS Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there was one in Georgia. I can't remember the name of it, but I was just looking at an ad the other day. Used to make fingerboards out of those things.
Yes, we did, dude.
Yes, we did.
I've told that story multiple times. Absolutely, like the people who don't know, you know what I mean? Like you don't even know. Like you can walk into Target and check that.
You cut that joint out of a board, like we had that, and I think it was that a piece of cardboard. We had I believe it was a pencil as a base plate, and then we had a straw as a truck, and just matchbox wheels. That's what it was. Yep.
That's right. Ironically, if you go into Target, with the little ones and kid, my son, like Target's like the new Toys R Us. Okay, they've marketed themselves where like it's like they see that logo and they're like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, toy time. It's like, fuck, it's just a Target. Like, so I've spent a good amount of time in Target. And guess where the tech decks are right next to? I'm talking right next to on the wall. The Matchbox cars.
It makes sense.
But you know what I mean? Like, we use – I've looked at the side by side and thought, how funny is that? Because we used to deconstruct these Hot Wheels cars, Matchbox, whatever – for the wheels and, you know what I mean, part of the trucks for our own tech decks, you know what I mean? Fingerboard.
I mean, it's crazy if you think about it, you know, if you really think back on it, man, when you were a kid, how many times you used Matchbox car like a fingerboard, you know what I mean? Like you were like riding it against the wall.
It's WCRP.
A lot of shit we were figuring out did not come with instructions.
No, absolutely not. And when I say that shit, I feel old as fuck, but it's the truth.
you know what I mean?
It's like it's our version of like back in my day.
Yeah. I look at my parents. I'm like, I'm not that old yet, so that's cool.
Yeah. I know. I've seen your parents in some of your posts too. And I was like, and they look young. You know what I mean? Like relatively speaking. You know what I mean? Like
that's what they get for not partying.
There you go.
That's what not partying and doing coke and fucking drinking all the time would make you look like.
That's right, dude. That's right.
It would make you glow in the positive sense. So.
I could see that. I could see that in their aura. You know what I mean? They were just like, they just had it together.
Yeah, they're like, they have never drank. Like, And they don't even frown upon it. They're just like, nah. And I'm like, you guys cheated.
Oh, shit. So you asked the first sponsor, the GNS, and so I went to the regionals, Charlie and Miss Donna, who owns Surf and Skate in Lafayette. She chaperoned, and we flew out. I remember flying out of Lafayette Small Airport, and flew up there. And I was supposed to be possibly getting sponsored by Vision. His name, I know it. I mean, I feel embarrassed. He went on to be in a band in San Diego, him and his brother. And his brother, Pat Hogan and John Hogan.
Oh, shit. I remember them.
Yeah, they were in a band called Rust, which is like a big band that got signed like during the grunge era or whatever, you know, or a little bit after that. And Pat was the team manager for Gullwing Trucks, maybe amateur team. And then John was the team manager for Vision, and he became the team manager for AND after GNS. So also weird. So he was supposed to be there for Vision to watch me skate and practice. His flight got delayed. Mike Hill, right, him and Blender being like the visual creative side, right, the creative side of the workshop, you know, was watching me in practice. He was there because of Dyrdek. So Dyrdek was there. That's when I met Dyrdek at this Fort Wayne, Indiana regionals. And Mike was there. Dyrdek was already on GNS. Mike saw me in practice and asked if I wanted to skate the next day, the actual contest for GNS. And being a kid, being that young, I was on flow for Tracker. Was the extent, like, the highest that I'd got. You know, I mean, I got, you know, you sent me, like, probably one pair of trucks, you know, which is cool, you know, stuff. And he, you know, and John hadn't shown up yet. And so I was like, I'm running with this. Blender, first board, you know what I mean? My first deck. And so the next day I skated for GNS in the contest, got 12th, just made it. I think there was the last spot.
Wow.
And Dyrdek made it. And then we went out to the finals, which was in Tempe, Arizona. Was it Phoenix?
Yes.
Tempe?
It had the flat box with the ramp.
Yeah, that's when like Jeremy Klein and
did Lance win that one? I want to see Lance Conklin won that one, right?
He might have.
I think he did win that one. I'm pretty sure that's the one he won, unless he won the one at Powell. But I want to say it was that one.
It might have been. It was Ron Chapman and Jimmy Klein. Like that was their big, like, when they were, like, they were, I don't think they were quite pro yet, but they were, like, hot shit, you know, at the time. You know what I mean? Like, they were, like, running shit. The whole Lance thing, that whole topic, Lance and Bo and Scott, that's a whole nother thing. It's the way that tied in, too. I think I talked to I can't remember if I talked to you about that on comments the other day, but... But that's how I got, that was my first sponsor. So that was GNS. And then later on, when the whole video thing happened, you know, I quit the rod for H Street. They knew they wanted to do the workshop, but they didn't want to tell me about the workshop to get me to come back to GNS. They didn't want to, like, you know, coerce me because it was something else other than coming back to GNS.